College students know school can be overwhelming sometimes. In between homework, exams, and extracurriculars, some students de-stress by reading, listening to music, or doing yoga. One of the most popular stress relievers at the University of Connecticut is pet therapy. Hosted by the Health Education Office in Wilson Hall, pet therapy is held every other Wednesday from 4 to 7 p.m. and every other Tuesday from 2 to 5 p.m. Students can sit in soft, fuzzy chairs or on the floor and pet the dogs for as long as they want. One of the dogs is Layla, a 5-year-old Border Collie and Great Pyrenees mix. She is usually scheduled for Wednesdays. Her brother Luke, an 8-year-old Golden Retriever, is also a regular at pet therapy.
She's been coming for a couple years. And I've been doing this for 20.
Ted said his wife also takes Luke to the Connecticut Veterans Home in Rocky Hill, and the dogs make a huge difference to the people both there and at UConn. Many students say sitting with the dogs for even just a few minutes has a major impact on their mood. For some, it also reminds them of home.
It helps me miss my dog a little less. It's not exactly the same, but it does make me feel a lot better when I'm stressed.
It's not just a matter of opinion either. In a study done by the Department of Family Practice at the Uniform Services University of the Health Science in Bethesda, Maryland, researchers found that the presence of a pet had a relaxing or anti-anxiety effect similar to an activity such as quiet reading. Another study published in the American Journal of Health came to the conclusion that pet therapy programs are extremely beneficial to college freshmen in particular and can help fill the absence of previous support systems as well as help them form new relationships. For freshman Elizabeth He, the dogs are a welcome break from constantly being surrounded by people. She has been to pet therapy 3 times and said she can see a difference in her mood before and after going.
Just like seeing humans all the time, like fun, seeing a different living thing, cool.
For WHUS News, I'm Kara Murray.